Welcome to episode 96 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're starting to wind down Language Week by looking at Max Müller, a man whose work was used by the likes of Hitler to rationalize the Holocaust, all because of language. In the 1930s, Adolf Hitler engaged in a renewed campaign to spread hate and misunderstanding between natural-born Germans and people he considered inferiors. He used language as his weapon. Hitler and his cronies, as you know, proclaimed the whole master race thing, and as part of their evidence, they pointed to the work of a man named Max Müller. Müller, who did the bulk of his work from the 1850s onward, studied an ancient language called Sanskrit, a dialect that comes from India. His work showed that Sanskrit and German are all descended from a common language family called Indo-European. Max Müller was an anti-Darwinian, meaning that he opposed Darwin's theory of evolution. Ironic, because Müller's work was eventually applied to evolutionary extremism, a belief system amazingly common in the late 1800s and early 1900s, that natural selection picked certain people over others, and that inferior people should be disposed of. People like Hitler believed that the link between Sanskrit and European languages meant that the German Europeans had evolved from a master race, and that all other races, especially the Jews, were genetically inferior. Müller criticized this thinking to the very end and died in 1900, believing that the link he helped prove between European and Asian languages should serve as a bond between two diverse peoples, not a reason for genocide. Thanks for tuning in to episode 96 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we wrap up Language Week with an episode I'm calling Shakespeare Exposed.